I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
I have a lot to be thankful for. My son is living for Jesus instead of being depressed or becoming cynical. That's a lot to be thankful for. And so I keep my own gratitude list. That's one of the ways I hold on to hope.
Mm-hmm. That's a pretty important thing to do for all of us, whether you have somebody incarcerated or not, is to have a gratitude list that you can revisit and visit every day. It's just a good message, period.
It works whether you have a loved one behind bars or whether you're just having an average day-to-day life and you're not experiencing a lot of pain right now. Mm-hmm. Choosing to be thankful changes everything. And the Bible says, in everything, give thanks. I remember one Christmas week, I was walking in my neighborhood, and I noticed there were a lot of cars in a driveway, and I happened to be able to just glance in the front big window, and they were having a reunion with lots of people gathering around a table, and I had this stroke of mad jealousy. Like, they get to have their family around their Christmas table, and I'm going to the prison to visit my son on Christmas Day, eating out of vending machines. And I find that if you can quickly take that jealousy and say, oh, Lord, forgive me, help me to be thankful for what I can be thankful for. Thank you that I can be at the prison on Christmas. And, you know, Bill, I was there on a Christmas Day in the ladies' room in one of the stalls when a woman came in. She was hyperventilating. I could hear her. I couldn't see her. She was cussing. She was sobbing. She said, I hate this place. I hate these people. I think I'm having a nervous breakdown. And the old me would have come out. I would have quoted my five best verses on suffering. I would have prayed over her and said, you'll be fine. Mm-hmm. But the new broken me was weeping before I ever left that stall. That day, I did not quote my Bible verses. I did not say my prayer. I put my arms around a complete stranger, and two women who did not even know each other's first names cried together, each feeling the other's grief. Mm. And I finally spoke up. I said, I know this pain. My boy's here. I'm so sorry about what's happened to your family. And I realized that I'm different than I used to be. You know, I know that single act of just caring about her and crying with her later earned me the right to be able to share my faith. But I'm a firstborn of six preacher's kids. That means I'm bossy and I'm used to fixing things. Mm-hmm. So in the norm, I would look at somebody with a problem, take them by the shoulders and say, look, friend, you have a problem. I have the solution. Pray this prayer and get with the program. Be well. And I am learning that we need to be like Jesus before we can ever talk to people seriously about our Jesus. Mm. And that has been a very important lesson that has come to me out of this journey.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.